It's the 2004 Media Follies, Part 2. This is Geoff Parrish. Last week, I looked at the most overhyped media stories of 2004. This week, let's consider what should have been reported instead, the year's most underreported stories. Start with global warming and climate change. No credible scientist disputes it any longer. Flooding, monsoons, droughts, intense heat waves, and the disappearance of freshwater sources will lead to the deaths of millions of people around the world, not sometime in the distant future, but within our own lifetimes and the lifetimes of our children. The impact is not just a human one. It will, by some estimates, also involve the extinction of nearly half the species that inhabit the planet. Also underreported, the global AIDS pandemic. From the lack of U.S. media coverage, you'd think AIDS has been conquered. Nothing could be further from the truth. The West has largely shirked its responsibility for combating the worst epidemic since the Black Death killed much of the population of medieval Europe. The Bush administration has insisted that U.S. government funds be used only for programs that promote abstinence. In addition, the U.S. government has hindered efforts to use generic AIDS drugs in poor nations in response to pharmaceutical companies who want to protect their profits. That's criminal behavior. Meantime, the politics and economics of oil permeate everything from the economy to foreign policy, but it's never discussed directly by the media. From major pipeline deals between Russia and Japan, to the influence of oil on U.S. intervention in the Middle East, to China cutting major deals with Latin America and African nations for long-term oil contracts, to the impact of burning fossil fuels on the U.S. environment, to misguided tax policies and our deteriorating highway system, to massive oil spills and our increasingly polluted waters and oceanways, the U.S. press has managed to talk around the main topic. We are addicted to oil, and something must be done to wean ourselves off this drug. Let's declare a war on oil. Also underreported in 2004 were continuing corporate scandals. The Enron and WorldCom scandals broke in the summer of 2001. Shortly thereafter, politicians and businessmen on Wall Street assured us that new regulations would mean more corporate scandals would be a thing of the past. Ha! This month, the SEC announced that the mortgage giant Fannie Mae was involved in a new corporate scandal. Fannie Mae will have to recognize $9 billion in losses that they've hidden from the public since 2001. This accounting fraud, which rivals anything WorldCom or Enron did, occurred in the last 3 years in spite of a so-called crackdown on corporate crime. No underreported list would be complete without noting that not every vote counted. Miscounts and accidents that may or may not have been accidental have been steadily oozing out of Ohio and Florida since the election, but tampering with voter registration lists and voter suppression techniques have also been widely reported. What it adds up to is an election process so riddled with fraud and error that it would shame most third world countries. And we're supposed to be a model for this stuff? This year, the Abu Ghraib scandal got plenty of attention, but the systematic use of torture and prison abuse at Guantanamo, Afghanistan, and Iraq has now been documented far beyond question. Even less examined, many of the torture techniques and not a few of their practitioners have been borrowed directly from federal and state control unit prisons, where such practices have been decried by Amnesty International and others for years. And finally, on our list of the year's underreported stories, anything that's happening on the ground in Iraq. The use of napalm, white phosphorus, and cluster bombs in Fallujah, the lack of foreign fighters among captured Iraqi insurgents, zero progress on reconstruction, major fraud in the misappropriation of reconstruction funds, bombing of voter registration outlets and the assassination of candidates and party members, no voter registration at all in the Sunni Triangle, including Iraq's third largest city of Mosul, the massacre of civilians by hastily trained, poorly equipped Iraqi security forces, and the combat-weary stressed-out U.S. soldiers who oversee them, U.S. military policy that is copying failed tactics from the Israeli military's playbook for the West Bank and Gaza Strip, continued fighting in Fallujah, a relatively small city that was supposed to have been pacified weeks ago, the list goes on and on and on. There are plenty of other underreported stories, though that's all the time I have. In 2005, seek out alternative news sources and make up your own mind. Happy New Year! From KPCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.